This is GQDN for Wednesday, June 17th, 2026. Brought to you today by Audible. Go get your free credit. audibletrial.com/GQ26. By patreon.com/thegroupquest. By swiftenergy.gg. Go get those delicious drink mixes. Put in the promo code QUEST. You get 25% off of your purchase. And go check out Questworthy. It is good stuff. And of course, by stackup.org. In today's news, we have some Lego making a pinball machine, Steam's Next Fest, and a little bit of PlayStation news. But we will begin today with Stop Killing Games via Eurogamer.net, because they have suffered a setback, and this was done in the EU, because the verdict that was delivered to the Stop Destroying Video Games citizens was in a preliminary hearing recently, and they were talking about a petition that was talking about the EU to establish some legal framework to guard against the game companies and switching games off that people had paid for. And there were some concerns in the games that did not exist without the multiplayer, like BioWare's Anthem, Sony's Concord, and Ubisoft's The Crew. The petition was debated in the European Parliament, and while there were some positive hearings for the Stop Destroying Video Games, the following hearing and another hearing did say that the European Commission did say it won't seek to change legal legislature. The statement said, quote, "The Commission considers that at this stage it cannot propose a legal obligation to keep video games playable after they stop being provided commercially. Under EU copyright law, rights holders enjoy exclusive rights over their creations," end quote. The Commission did add that the EU consumer law had already provided some safeguards with regard to protecting consumers. And the Commission did concede that, quote, "Video game providers must inform consumers about the duration and the conditions for terminating the contract before the consumer signs up for the video game," end quote. That's one of the protections that the Stop Destroying Video Games petition didn't want. However, the enforcement is not clear. The Commission did also talk about the games industry with consumer representatives, because they had to draw up an industry code of conduct on the video games end of life, which was another one of the video game, the Stop Destroying Video Games initiatives. The Stop Killing Video Games founder, Ross Scott, was talking during a live stream press conference. Quote, "The EU Commission has come out with their answer, and unfortunately, it's about what I expected. They're not going to propose new legislation. The general message is, let's just kick this to the courts. If there's a problem, the courts will handle it because there's existing laws on the books that will cover it. The problem is, nobody knows what the law is. And the practice has been going on for at least 2010 or 2013, depending on how you want to manage it. And the law still doesn't have an answer for this," end quote. We shall keep our eyes on this. Yes, we shall. But now we go to Xbox news, because they're going to go to Gamescom, according to purexbox.com. In fact, they're going to bring along Gears of War E-Day. So here's what they said up on X. Quote, "Xbox plus Gamescom plus FanFest. See you there. Be among the first to play what's next, including Gears of War E-Day campaign. Stay tuned for more," end quote. Now, the multi-platform event will be on August 25th, which will be Gamescom's opening night live. But Xbox is not going to host anything similar. Instead, they will do the daily live streams, where they will have some new announcements along the way. So what will they talk about? Well, we will see. Because you know we're going to be talking about that the day after. Like maybe some MMOs. Rock Paper Shotgun did say that a live service game or live service games are just an MMO subscription, because they were talking about Guild Wars 3 and they were talking about the game's monetization. And that is the developers of Guild Wars 3 ArenaNet. They published some hot takes of some of the MMO RPG genre while explaining the broad strokes of their forthcoming modern evolution, which Guild Wars 1 released in 2005, and Guild Wars 2 released in 2012. So the MMOs and the gaming people did change enormously over the course of the series, which includes the business models, storage formats, and some of the armor that has come and gone. And the developers did offer some thoughts on how the MMO genre did get into the concept of live service. So that's where the studio head, Colin Johnson, did some talking. Quote, "But we're saying there won't be a subscription fee isn't enough anymore. We've been looking carefully at the newest round of modern MMOs and the broad array of live service games that often look surprisingly like MMOs and seeing how subscriptions-like systems have evolved. In many newer games, the subscription hasn't disappeared. It has been reshaped. Paid battle passes, paid recurring seasonal tracks, and similar paid systems often function as a new kind of ongoing fee. The model works for some games, but it's not aligned with how we think about the player's freedom in Guild Wars game. It's a form of subscription fee, hidden inside a need of optional package that obscures the subscription from the player." End quote. So there won't be any battle passes in Guild Wars 3, but there will be some paid expansions and paid cosmetics and paid account services and paid, quote, "time-saving convenience items," end quote. Bakdi said in a further quote, "While it fits the definition of MMORPG significantly more than Guild Wars Reforged does, it doesn't try to replicate the large-scale gameplay pillars so that uniquely define Guild Wars 2. This ensures all three of our games can coexist as different experiences on different timelines, telling different stories about the world of Tyria," end quote. But we're going to go to something a little bit different, and that's Dispatch. WCCF Tech said that since Dispatch is going to Nintendo Switch, they had to do some updates on, you have to watch the hardware requirements. And that's from the developer Ad Hoc Studio, because they released a new update for the game, and they finally addressed some of the issues of censorship on Nintendo Switch and Switch 2. But they did say that the games on the Switch services are still on par with the other Dispatch games on other platforms. And the HR violations update are now out on all platforms. For non-Nintendo Switch players, it does add more ways to experience Dispatch. And you can play the vanilla uncensored version on PC and PlayStation 5 and on Xbox this summer. The default versions you can see will change with the Mosaic, Blackout, Chaotic censorship settings. So that will be coming out very soon. But we're sticking with Nintendo, because now there's some updates coming to Nintendo to help out with the eShop via GamingBolt.com. There's a new firmware update that has been released from the Nintendo Switch and Switch Lite, and the OLED model with a redesign for the eShop. And the eShop will now treat you better with some the colors, along with some usability improvements for the eShop. And the eShop has seen some major performances to the addition of the new eShop app. But now we go to PlayStation. There's a PlayStation patent that talk about the controllers with the buttons that could help you out. And the DualSense controller does have some pretty interesting tech for some of the triggers. And the company might want to apply some similar ideas to the future controllers. But this was caught by Cheat Happens, because Sony filed a new patent. It did describe some of the technology that can alter the hardness of the buttons in real time. The patent did describe accomplishing through the use of the magnet ovocolactic elastomer in the construction of said buttons. The fluid-filled membranes are also being explored to accomplish a similar effect. And Sony did describe many potential applications of these kinds of buttons. So we'll see when these controllers are out. But if you want to get an SSD for the PlayStation, well, yeah, they're on sale, but the prices are still really high. Eurogamer.net did say that the 1TB model is at $380, and the 8TB model is at almost $3,000. And the prices are indeed discounted. But they don't have a buy button for some reason. And no, they do not. They said they have a Notify Me. So yes, the 8TB model does cost more than the PlayStation 5 Pro. But still, will you get it? You can let me know at Joe Brums. But maybe you play on a PC, or you're waiting to get a Steam Deck, Steam Machine. At any rate, Steam's Next Fest is going on, and both GamesRadar and DualShockers are talking about it, because one of the games is called Mistfall Hunter. This is a dark game, or a Dark Souls game, but it is there. So if you're into some Elden Ring Nightreign, then you might be into this one. But the Next Fest is also here to add more games. DualShockers.com has some more input on the Next Fest. So they gave their top 10 as they see fit. And at number 10 is Backyard Baseball. Number 9 is Truck Con. Number 8 is Lose Lagoon. Number 7, Onimusha, Way of the Sword. Number 6, Valor Mortis. Number 5, Warhammer 40,000, Bolt Gun 2. Number 4, Arcane Eats. Number 3, Chill Electronics Repairs. Number 2, Trees Hate You. And number 1, Slayblade. Have fun with those. Or you can have fun with this too. Lego made a pinball machine. And Gadget.com showed it off too. And yes, they did. Now, if you want it, it'll cost you $230. Yep, it will. But that's only if you want it. And everything works on it too. Flippers, all that stuff. But say you wanted a monitor, WindowsCentral.com did say that the Embrace PC Gaming 4K 32-inch monitor has been cut in its price. It was $1,300. Now it's under $1,000 at $849.99. So if you want it, you got the money to get it, go get it. This has been a Dawn Forge production, 2026. All rights are reserved. We will see you tomorrow for more gaming news. So until then, go play some video games, people.